Danbury, and Mercedes-Benz of Wappingers Falls.
And I'll be at Wappingers Falls Mercedes-Benz this afternoon from 4 to 6. Register for Yankee tickets and so much more.
100.7 WHUD. Good Friday morning. Mike and Casey here. The time, 8:47.
All right. New Jersey native, NYU grad, Tony Award winner, and one of the stars of Fox's Proven Innocent, which is on tonight, Nikki M. James. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
Say hi to Casey.
Hi, Casey. How are you doing?
I am delighted to talk to a Tony winner from Book of Mormon.
I've considered changing my first name to Tony Award winner just so that I can hear it as often as possible. It does not get old.
And if I had one, I'd walk around it like attached to my wrist.
It's really heavy.
Well, now you've moved on from Broadway to a great new show on Fox called Proven Innocent, and a brand new episode tonight. Tell us what's happening on Proven Innocent tonight on Fox.
Well, tonight we're going to tackle the case of a woman who was convicted, wrongfully convicted, of the death of her infant child based on evidence that she shook the baby. And we, our team sort of figures out that that wasn't really the case. We'll get her off. We're hoping. We'll see. You got to wait until the end of the episode.
Ooh. All right, everybody, tune in, lean in, and find out more. I want to know about when you filmed Escape at Dannemora.
Oh, yes.
That was here in the Hudson Valley. Did you come up this way?
I did. I got on a train in New York Penn Station, which is just a few short blocks away from my home, and I was on that train for a very long time. It was not quite winter. It was the tail end of winter, so there was still a little bit of snow on the ground. It is the most beautiful trip on that train, riding up the Hudson, and just seeing the outside change from the city to the suburbs to just like this beautiful countryside. And I spent 2 days up in the, you know, up in the top part of our state, and I had a blast shooting.
Are you a native New Yorker?
I grew up in New Jersey, but I'm celebrating 20 years as a New Yorker this coming year. And don't do the math about how old I may or may not be, but I think I'm officially a New Yorker with Jersey roots.
If you want to prove it to us, just show us your taxes, right?
That's a true fact.
Nikki M. James, we love seeing you on TV, and we want to see you again on that real estate known as Broadway. Will that happen soon?
I'm hoping so. I've been involved in the development of a couple of pieces, some musicals, and at least one play. It takes such a long time for a new piece of theater to make it from its sort of infancy in the rehearsal rooms and in workshops and readings until we make our first big bow. On the Great White Way. So I have my fingers crossed. There's a couple of projects I'm really excited about, and I'm not going to tell you anything because everyone hates spoilers, but I think you'll see me back on stage in the next year or two.
Well, there you go. Nikki M. James. We'll see her tonight on Fox Channel 5 with Proven Innocent with Kelsey Grammer, too. Sing along.